We are in a whole world season of reconnecting ourselves and our spiritual lives to the ecology which sustains us. It has become increasingly clear that our modern lives and spiritual practices have led to an unsustainable relationship with the land. The extraction of resources from far-off places has left most Western consumers with no participation in their food and goods, and has left us with no direct relationship with the land that is sustaining us. It is often the most impoverished people and places that bear the brunt of these extractive habits. Whereas generations and cultures before us had no choice but to be connected to the land, we must actively choose that connection, and choose to do it for the health of all people and the planet. As well, biblically and theologically, we are uncovering the ecological imperatives of our tradition, and more church leaders are speaking out about our need to renew our relationship to the earth as sacred and our stewardship as vital. This ecological shift is evidenced most officially in our Canadian Anglican Church by the inclusion of a new section to the baptismal covenant, which reads, "Will you strive to safeguard the integrity of God's creation, and respect, sustain, and renew the life of the earth?" And a similar admonition in the Five Marks of Mission. The season of creation, held yearly from September 1st through to the feast day of St. Francis, October 4, is a growing feature in the church here and of many of our churches. And yet we have a long way to go. Many Anglicans still struggle to articulate how their faith really connects to the care of creation. Many unassumingly exist in the story of separation that explains humans as distinct from the rest of creation rather than embedded within creation. Since the Reformation and Enlightenment, our faith focus has tended to be on intellectual articulation and mental assent to belief and faith, rather than an embedded and holistic understanding of creaturehood. These five podcast interviews are simply an opportunity to further this ecological renewal in the church by highlighting voices within and beyond the church that are seeking to live in gratitude, participation, food security, and love for the natural world of which we are a part. They will be released on each week beginning from September 1st, 2021. Thank you for listening.